Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Good morning, Jefferson. Good morning, Terry. How you doing?
Good morning, Wynn. How are you?
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Love and liberty.
I wish I was. You know, I think early to bed, early to rise makes man grumpy and tired.
But wise.
I don't know. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jefferson State of Mind.
Yes, sir.
Wynn Carpenter, Terry Raposa, and Travis, our faithful producer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, Hat Man?
Good, good, good.
Great, brother.
Are you keeping out of trouble in there?
As best as I can.
Okay, well, that means no, so that's good. That's good.
We're broadcasting live from downtown Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better.
When it's working.
And you can listen in live, or you can listen to this later in the archive, or you can listen to this on the radio. KCNR1460.com, and that will take you to those three places.
You mean on the internet?
Did I say internet?
Yeah.
No, well, you can listen to it, too, on the radio. They listen to it on the internet, or they can listen to it on the radio. If you're out of town, like some of our friends in our other counties and across America, if you're out of town, you listen to it on the computer. But if you're in town,
so true.
See, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better.
You're really smart.
Thank you. Had a very interesting week. If you haven't watched it yet, the new episode of the Red, White, and Blueprint is out. It's quite amazing.
Exposing things.
Oh, you think? Wow. Talk about getting into the meat.
Yes, sir.
And this is only episode 2. Wait for episode 3.
Yeah, that one's going to rip them a new one.
Should be very good.
Yes.
Anyway, there's a lot of things that have happened this week. I guess that California is going to be losing a seat in the House of Representatives.
Too bad. So sad.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Goes back to representation, doesn't it?
Well, if they did representation right, it wouldn't be like it is right now. So let's get her done. And we're starting it here in Jefferson. It's all about representation.
And that's been the biggest, I think the biggest question people have had. And that is that, you know, how do we fix California? Let's fix California. I know, let's fix California. How do you fix something where you don't have apportionment? Where you don't have a way for the people to be represented? And we've said this 1,000 times. And that is that we have one assemblyman for every 500,000 people. And what's the ratio in New Hampshire there, my friend?
I think it's 3,500 to 5,000.
Yeah. So how does that actually work? So we have, what, 10, 12 times, 20 times?
Yeah.
You know, the amount of people, and when you look at that, it's like a Richter scale, you know.
And that's Bernie Sanders' state, for the love of Pete.
Yeah, for the love of somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know about Pete. Maybe I've got to think about that one.
Yeah.
Travis is laughing. Yeah. Inside joke. Anyway, as we move on here, I know that there's been a lot of talk about, hey, you know, the recall, and it's a recall, you know, what has the recall got to do with Jefferson? Well, it has everything to do with Jefferson, but let me make this point, and I think it's an important one. The point is that why is Red, White, and Blueprint, and why is Shasta County's recall important to the nation? Well, here's why it is. Because what's happened is we tried everything with our Board of Supervisors. We tried to reason. We tried to ask. We tried to plea. We sent emails. We did everything we possibly could until the last thing that we could do to get their attention, that's recall them. And again, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, this isn't personal. Well, it might have been personal to the people who couldn't go to work because the supervisors were adhering to these illegal mandates and illegal orders by the governor. It could be personal if you were standing outside and you're a mom and you've got three little kids and you're standing in the heat, in the smoke, just to have your 3 minutes to speak to your employees about things that are important to you, and you weren't allowed inside the building while they sat in an air-conditioned room with their jobs and their pensions. And what about these ladies' husbands who some may be out of work, some may be laid off of work, some may be losing their businesses? What about the restaurants? Was that personal? What about the fact that even Joe Comente made the comment to one specific, and this is the problem, it's the authoritarian attitude. How's that not personal? When he makes a comment to one of the speakers, you'll address Mary Rickert as Supervisor Rickert. No, Joe, no, no, no. We'll address her any way we want. That's respectful, and Mary's respectful. Ms. Rickert's respectful. But, you know, the thing is you have, that, you know, these things by saying they're not personal, is it personal when a young man who's come back from combat in Iraq or, you know, has come back from Afghanistan and they're trying to keep it together with their family and they're working and they get laid off and maybe they start drinking a little bit or maybe go on to drugs because they're out of work, they feel like a failure, they're dealing with mental issues as it is, and maybe those particular people committed suicide because they felt they were failures. How is that not personal? Talking about personal, there's someone on the line who personally means a lot to me and to all of us. Rally Sally, how are you, sweetheart?
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in, too, when you're talking about the reasons people should want to recall. And yesterday at the end of Pete's program on another station, a lady named Kay called in and said that she felt like we were wasting our time with the recall because what we should be focusing on is the voting machines in Shasta County. As you know, we use the Dominion voting machines. Well, I hope Kay is listening today because it is the Board of Supervisors that determine whether we look into the Dominion voting machines or not. And the existing Board of Supervisors will never tech up that issue. So if you want to clear up the voting issues in Shasta County, we need to remove the supervisors and get some people in there who will look at the Dominion voting systems.
You're absolutely right, Sally. Absolutely right. And maybe Kay hasn't been involved and doesn't know what's going on. And, you know, just speaking out of No, I'm not being disrespectful, but speaking out of ignorance, not understanding what's really going on.
Exactly. Well, I know she listens to both programs, so if you're out there, Kay, that's the reason why. Another reason why we need to recall three of the supervisors so we can get people on there who will look into matters of this sort. But I have a funny story to tell. As most people know, I like to garage sale, and I made myself a button that said, recall, restore on it. And I wore it this weekend out yard sailing, and I'll tell you what, it really does open up the conversations about the recall, and in a positive way. I don't say anything about it until somebody asks me, what does your button say? And I did this quite a few times and talked to people, and I even, one guy, after he asked me what my button was all about, he said, well, this item that I wanted, he said, I'll give you a discount on that item for wearing that button.
So it's like a coupon, huh?
Yeah, it was like a coupon.
That's awesome.
So I just, you know, say to everybody, there's a lot of people out there who are on our side. All you have to do is open up the conversation.
There you go. Well, thanks for being
here. All right, you guys have a great show.
All right, honey, great job.
Thank you, Sally.
Bye.
Anyway, that's hilarious. So we
always,
now the buttons are now a coupon.
Yeah, always out there engaging. There you go.
Yeah, may have dropped it from 50 cents to a quarter. Every little bit helps in this economy.
Hey, that's 50% off, buddy. Come on.
You know, that's a good point you made though about the voting machines. We have around 200 pages in documentation, and we have two of our folks, two of our gentlemen that are working on it, and I believe they're both associated with the California Integrity Project,
mm-hmm.
Voter Integrity Project, excuse me. And we are working on that, Kay, if you're listening, and she's absolutely right. I mean, you know, they have jurisdiction of whether or not they want those machines or not. They have the jurisdiction, and that's the problem that we've got here, is not understanding who has jurisdiction over what. You know, Karen Randstrom's another good example of that. The Board of Supervisors has the ability to fire her because they hired her. So she serves at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors. And I think the understanding of jurisdiction is something a lot of people don't get. You know, and I think that we need to have more probing questions, you know, on radio programs. And a lot of times, like, you know, I would love to have Joe Comente on this program. I would love, and Joe, you're invited to come on here. We can chit chat. And again, I don't think that Joe Comente is a bad man. I don't think he's a bad man at all. I think he's a good man. But the discernment does not make him a good supervisor. And if your discernment's bad as a leader, you need to be replaced as a leader. If you're coaching a team and they're losing with a winning roster, you need to get rid of the coach. Mm-hmm. If you have a quarterback that does nothing but throw interceptions, it doesn't mean he's a bad guy. In fact, he may have a pretty good arm, but he does nothing but throw interceptions. So the thing is that the understanding of that and the idea of the authoritarian attitude, you will address her as Supervisor Rickert? No. Who in the world do you think you are, with all due respect? Who do you think you are? I mean, this is unbelievable. They call themselves public servants, and I'll never forget those ladies standing outside. Now, people say, well, you know, the COVID thing's almost over and blah, 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 blah. Okay, we still have the Dominion voting machines. They still haven't signed or even entertained the thought of signing the sanctuary resolution that the California Rifle and Pistol Association has given to them. And it's also something to where, you know, even if you don't agree with that, not everybody agrees with the Second Amendment, but even if that resolution doesn't have any teeth, whatever the case may be, they won't look at it. They spend millions of dollars a day. They won't do a forensic audit.
Well, that's what it comes back to, is that they're not willing to do the hard work to get things corrected. We have to course correct here in Shasta County. We absolutely have to do that. We're going down the slop chute, folks, and there's not enough money here to fix it. And guess what? Money shouldn't be fixing all the problems. It takes more than just money to fix the problems. We have to do it correctly. We have to have people in there that are making decisions for our county above and beyond the financial aspect of it. What's right and what's wrong? And fix it. It has to be course corrected. My concern is that, my understanding is that we can still do a forensic audit on these things anytime we want, 24/7. You know, have two independent firms come in and do the audits on this, so that way you make sure that whoever these firms are, they're doing their absolute best to find everything they can on these issues. And so we need to make sure that that happens. And I'm not just saying on just the Dominion machines and the registrar's office. I'm talking about every department in the county. Every single department in the county needs to have a forensic audit. And then you'll find out what's really going on and where the issues are, and then those things will be read, and they will tell you what needs to be fixed immediately. And that's what needs to happen.
Yeah, you know, and people are saying, well, you know, this recall is going to cost $200,000, maybe $400,000. They're spending $1.5 million a day. Seriously? I mean, they're spending all this money on all these things, and that's okay?
And most of them are mandated from the state. Get that, with our own money. So how about this? Why don't we keep our money in our county and not give it to the state? If we gave directive within our county to keep all the money in our county, all the tax dollars that are generated in Shasta County, keep it here, circle it around to the appropriate departments where it needs to be fixed first after the audit is done, way after the audit's done, we fix that. We go through that process, get everything course corrected. We know where we're at financially. Because how could a sitting board know exactly where they are? They've never done a forensic audit. And that would be the first thing you would do coming in as new board members. Find out. Have an audit done. That way you know exactly what you have and where you are right now and what you need to have to go where you want to go. And they have never done that. So as far as I understand, they've never done it. Nobody's ever corrected me on that. And I've not been able to find any data to support that. So those are the kind of things that we need to make sure happen and they happen here in River City, so we can get this corrected and move forward.
You know, Wynn, and you've made a good point before about the rank and file of the good folks that do work for our county, the people who are basically the rank and file, not the people at the top level and not the people that are pulling the strings and, frankly, the people that seem to get richer and richer. Mm-hmm. And can you elaborate on that a little bit?
The people that work in the departments are good people. Some of the leadership, and depends on how far down their leadership chain goes. You know, maybe it's just one department head and that's it, or maybe it's one department head and then a deputy department head and then a supervisor to the deputy. It just depends on how the leadership rolls in some of these departments, but some of them need to go. They're causing problems, like you saw in the red, white, and blueprint with those two other gentlemen that are now retired from the county. That department wasn't the only one that's like that. There are other departments out there that are suffering the same issues right now and have been for a long time. So those things need to be corrected.
Yeah, it's an interesting move when the auditor left. And in the Red, White, and Blueprint, there's a conversation in there between the producer of the Red, White, and Blueprint and Patrick Jones about exactly, you know, what the letter said with the auditor, but the auditor is long gone.
Yeah,
the old Emmy Lou Harris song, long gone before you know it.
Well, and the thing, too, is, you know, if there are criminal activities and things that need to be addressed, you know, through a court process or through a DA doing their job and going through that process, no matter where these folks go, they're not going to be able to hide. So just because you leave town doesn't mean, oh, my hands are all washed of it. No, it's going to follow you wherever you may be. So just keep in mind that that's what kind of some of the departments we have leadership like that.
Yeah, episode 2 really gets into facts and figures. It really, really, really does. And I know one part with Rivera Anselmo, you talk about somebody who wanted to come into our county. I mean, can you imagine what that, if they would have just left him alone?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that he wasn't willing to do his part. It's just that everything was so unreasonable, as it always is with the county, because of this good old boy system, which, believe me, episode 3 I'll really get into. But, you know, when you look at what you have with Rivera, he comes in here, it was a beautiful winery, beautiful place, wonderful idea. You know, I know he had talked about even putting a hotel out there and everything. It just, absolutely, it could have been, you know, it could have been, I don't know, Napa North. You know, it could have been something that was awesome. And they destroyed that. They absolutely destroyed that. And this is just a question. I wonder if the McConnell Foundation had any influence in that.
I don't know.
Me either. Maybe someone can look.
Good question.
Start digging. Because, you know, when you look at all these things, and that's not an allegation, that's just, I wonder, you know, I wonder. Just, you know, what does that take away from? What is it that he was going to take away from and not enhance Shasta County?
He wasn't.
So what was the reasoning behind that? I mean, you know, that's the thing, and I think that a lot of that gets into some of it in episode 2, but I'm sure as we go on, a lot more of this will come out. You know, it really is that Shasta County, and we've been to a lot of counties, Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to a lot of Board of Supervisors meetings. Yeah. I would submit to you probably at least 20 counties we've been to supervisor meetings at, maybe more. And so when you think about that, I have never seen, now other counties I know are having some issues. However, they have not had to go to the last resort as we have, which is a recall. They are getting the supervisors, there are three new ones that have been elected in Glenn County.
Mm-hmm.
These three guys are playing ball with the citizens. They're digging into stuff. One of them is making it their personal goal in life to see where the money goes, which I thought was amazing. And, you know, you have people in Butte County that are starting to lean that way. You have people in Placer County that have already leaned that way. So it isn't a matter that all boards of supervisors are in a position to where they could be, in people's opinions, could mm-hmm. be considered doing things that are corrupt. So when you look at this and you look at it as an overall picture, we really have been the pinnacle. And you can make the case, oh, you know, well, we haven't shut down everything. Well, we really haven't done a lot of things as far as shutting down more things because of the fact that we have put so much pressure on them. There's been so much pressure on the Board of Supervisors.
Well, keep in mind, too, it's not just the Board of Supervisors who's going to be affected. It's going to be our city leadership as well here in Reading.
Oh, yes.
They're all part of the same wine and cheese crowd that go out and do whatever it is they do, but then, you know, they come back and rule with an iron fist and do whatever they see as important to do, and then just giving the money away, and not there's no accountability. Again, going back to auditing, what's going on here? And then I'm not just saying that we should just do the county. Why not do the city?
I agree.
I mean, and that's why they're screaming over there, too. You know, you have some of the council over there who have glommed onto this fight against liberty here in Shasta County. It makes you wonder, why? What are they afraid of? What are they going to be exposed to? And it's not just going to stop at the exposure of the current sitting council members or board members. It's going to expose board members from the past. What have they done? What have they not done? And why?
You know, and we do have a mechanism to take back our government. And that's the thing. I mean, the love of country, the love of God, the love of country, the love of family, all those things that we hold near and dear. You know, and I'm not talking about we're the perfect people. I mean, you know, Wayne can tell you I'm far from it. My wife can tell you I'm far from it. Point being is that what we look at here is overall who has the jurisdiction over our life. And again, you know, this may sound like I'm just picking on Joe Comenti. I guess it's just the disappointment of who the man is, which is a good man, but how bad his decision-making is. And again, it's not so much that, you know, that he's not a good person. It's his decision-making has been atrocious. To actually make the comment that you will only be allowed to speak, you, my employers, are only allowed to speak in 3 minutes, and if you have anything you want to speak on an agendized item, that 3 minutes you have in your public comment will have to suffice. And then he goes back and rescinds that decision. You know, the idea of talking about his social contract. You know, I don't know about you guys, but to me, as I look at these people, and they become people that are going to represent us, and people that should be listening to their constituents, I just don't see it. I mean, you know, it was funny because, as a lot of people know, we had an issue, and we'll probably go into that. Maybe Sovereign Minds will go into that a little bit more. I'm not going to right now. Anyway, we corrected that, and we corrected it, and everything's been refiled, and everything got done Friday, and that's because of Alyssa McEwen and the crew. I mean, Alyssa's been amazing. You know, that girl works her tail off. And anyway, that's all been put to bed. But here's the interesting part about that, and that is that when you understand that that little hiccup right there was something that probably is unprecedented.
And was it done by design, or was it a true?
There you go.
True accident. Was it accidentally left off by the registrar's office?
You mean accidentally on purpose?
No. I'm just asking. Was it accidentally done? If so, then they should take. Claim ownership of it and take responsibility. But Alyssa took responsibility for their action.
Well, here's the best part. Since we had to redo the proponents, Leonard Mone not only got 20, we got 32 in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, Leonard.
People are
you're such a prince.
It's a God thing. God definitely has a hand in this.
Oh,
and
man.
He is guiding us through this whole process. All the worker bees are doing this, you know, and the teams that are just, you know, they're tight. And what this is doing is forcing this part of our community to come together tighter and tighter and tighter. It's like, guys, we got to do this, got to do that. And we're all asking questions and doing our due diligence and homework to find out what is protocol, what is lawful, what is the right way to do things. And even when you do everything right and something like that happens, it comes out that we did something wrong in the media. And the media, they have their head so far up their wazoo that it's not even funny. They're not listening to the facts and the details, and they're reporting that. And then that's the print media, and then you have the other radio media who does the same thing because they don't care. And they're just trying to make light of all this stuff when it's very serious and it's very important that things are done right. But the beauty of this whole thing is it exposed the government agency and the wretched flashlight once again for what they've done. And guess what? People are even more fired up about it, and we even have more people who are more fired up.
Well, if you have a question or a comment, the phone number here is 605-4567-530, 605-4567, and time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I saw the Chamber Brothers at the Fillmore Auditorium. I'm watching my partner here. His microphone won't stay still. Every time he moves it down, it pops back up again. We have a couple of things from the chat room, but before we do that, we have Rory on the phone. Rory, how are you?
Good morning. How's my volume?
Good.
Okay, good. Well, Rory is my screen name.
I know who you are. I know who you are. I do, you little old patriot, you.
Stones of Iron.
That's right. I'm talking to Stones of Iron. You have to call in on, the Stones of Iron, your real name. Come on. Go ahead, Stones of Iron.
I want to tag off what Wynn said. You know, when I stepped down as chair of the recall a couple months ago, something told me it was divine intervention, okay? Now, I have other things coming very soon, which will make the news, but something said, you know what? Time to let somebody else take the reins, and I will tell you what. That was divine intervention, and the job Alyssa has done, her public persona, her knowledge, what she did on episode 2, wow, all I can say is, yes, there's divine intervention going on here, and we're kicking behinds, and we're taking some names, and I have a couple other items real quick.
Sure.
I tried to call in this past Thursday on Carl Bott's show when the DA was on. the DA, they would not take my call. I'm not sure why the DA doesn't want to talk to me.
Wow.
He said, the DA doesn't want to talk to you. I'm like, okay.
Are you serious?
No, I'm absolutely serious.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then you might want to bring that up. Seriously.
I will.
So what you're saying, can you say that? You're saying you called in to Carl's show. And the DA, that's not Carl's fault, because, you know, if she's saying she doesn't want to talk to you, it's his guest. You can't say, well, you know, I'm going to force you to. But
correct.
You're saying that the DA wouldn't talk to you? Oh, my
correct.
Gosh.
So Thursday it was Trish Clark was on with the DA.
Yeah.
I got called in, I got put on hold. Well, okay, but nonetheless, I got put on hold, and a couple minutes later, the call center came back and said, yeah, they do, his words, they do not want to take your call. So, regardless, the DA could have said, yeah, I'd like to talk to him, regardless, right? Anyway, so another item. So the auditor's resignation. If you look at this coming Tuesday's agenda, R6. Gee, provide direction to staff regarding filling the vacancy created by the auditor. Oh, look at this, R6. Adopt a salary resolution to increase the salary for auditor controller. This has never been about the auditor controlling for lack, resigning for a lack of a raise. Of course, it's never been that. And this proves it, because this board, when the auditor said, I'm quitting because I need money, they would have immediately done this resolution and gave him more money. This is about something else, and it will come out. Absolutely, it will.
Hey, okay, so just so we have this clear, so Trish Clark was hosting that program, not Carl, where the DA, wow.
Yes. One more item, and then I'll get out
of
here.
Sure. And Shelley, we know you're on the line. Just hold on with us, please. We're almost done with Richard. Go right ahead, Richard.
Yeah. We all have a horror story nightmare regarding the county permit department. I have one also. I'm not going to go into it. You could probably do an 8 or 15 or 20 days consecutive show, and you will still not run out of callers with what happens with this county permit process. What a mess. Any questions before I get out of here?
No, stones of iron, but if just from now on, if you want to come in here, just put on their stones, you know, and we'll know it's you,
all
brother.
All right, bye. Bye, folks.
Okay, brother. Shelley, what say you, my dear? Is Shelley on the line?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Shelley.
Shelley, do you have your radio on by any chance?
I do not.
Okay, Shelley, what say you?
So, Terry, I just wanted to call and give you and Sally a compliment, because I have been following you guys for years, and I'm so happy that you guys are, so to speak, finally getting your claim to fame, and it couldn't have happened at a better time, because I know that you guys have really been the true champions for our community for such a long time, and I just wanted to call and thank you guys.
Well, Shelley, I appreciate that. There's a lot of people that are engaged in that. I mean, there's so many people that are behind the scenes. Margie Baugh, Penny Garland has been amazing. And I can go on and on. Dick Wilkinson, you know, Dick Fiden. There's so many great people. And the one thing is, and I sure appreciate that, and I know Sally does too, this is a team. And that's been the beauty of it. All these great leaders that have come up here. Look at the red, white, and blueprint. Look at those great, great young leaders. It's mind-blowing. And Richard was absolutely right on Alyssa. The next episode, I'm telling you, episode 3, I'm so excited for the thought. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. But, folks, you need to listen to watch episode 1, episode 2, and share. It really is liberty. And, Shelley, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Keep going, guys. Support you.
Thank you, Shelley.
All righty. Bye.
There you go. Hey, I have a question about the death audit. I have a question in the chat room about that. And so it would be interesting to know what the true numbers are, actually. I mean, you know, maybe that's something we can do an audit on, too, you know, with the county, because all those death certificates are recorded at the recorder's office. So, you know, things like that need to be figured out, and we need to have the true numbers and make sure that everything is right, because if it's not, why?
Oh man, who's jurisdiction over that?
Board of Supervisors.
Kay, I hope you're listening, and if she's not, then somebody get this archive to her. Because I think a lot of people, and this isn't a bad thing, I just think a lot of people don't understand that the Board of Supervisors, like this one gentleman who stood up in the Board of Supervisors meeting was talking about, oh, you know, the Board of Supervisors is forced to do all this stuff with the money. But really and truly, here's the deal. The deal is they have discretionary spending. And that discretionary spending is spending that they have, that they use on all these things we don't like. All these things that we're opposed to, that's what they're using it for. We have Seth on the line. Seth, what say you, sir?
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Pretty good.
I just had a question about your state of Jefferson state budget.
Sure.
I was looking at the little Excel spreadsheet and everything. Is the money from that based on the current California taxes?
the current California taxes are an interesting thing. The fact is the state of California now has 11 auditors trying to figure out really where the money is. As you know and probably have heard that it was about a year ago where they found like $6 billion they didn't know they had. And then also there's been money that was spent, a lot of money that was spent as far as this, a lot of the COVID relief and everything else that went to the prisoners in prison. As far as the budget for the state of Jefferson, that's a good question. The challenge with that, as far as nailing it down to May the 2nd, 2021, is the fact that we're really not sure how many counties will be engaged, number one. Number two, the information we do have to work off of is the analysis that we got in 2015. And that analysis that we got at the time, there were 11 counties, and that didn't include Placer, El Dorado, and some other counties that have been engaged. And it showed at that time that just those 11 counties would have we would have, I believe, $10 million to $12 million would be $10 to $12 million stronger than New Mexico, who was number 48. So at that point, we would have been about number 47. As far as that goes, as far as the budget goes, there'll be a lot of things that enter into that. Yes, we will have a codification committee. Yes, we'll have committees of separation. Yes, we do know from the Attorney General that we'll be having, that we will have jurisdiction and we will have the prisons. We will have the schools. We'll have all those types of things. And actually, we got that information from Kamala Harris, excuse me, and we got that information from her just before she left office. Mark Beard got that information from her. So there's a lot of things that enter into the budget. So can it sustain? That's the main thing. The answer to that is yes. We also know that the lion's share of the money that comes into Jefferson, as we have gone through the what we would do as far as discretionary and mandatory spending. And I'll wrap it up with that, is that the discretionary spending now, for example, for most of the counties in California, is around 13 to 17%. That means that the rest of it, the other 83 to 87%, is mandatory spending. That means that the state mandates what you can spend the money on. In Jefferson, we want to do the complete opposite of that. 13% to 17% can go to the state for what we need them for, and the 87 to 83% goes to us.
But isn't one of the questions, my question is these statistics are based on the California tax rate.
Well, if you have an idea, or something that you can help us with, I'd love to hear it. I mean, you know what my email address is. Please email me your thoughts and ideas. But with that, we're going to go on to to some other things. And thank you so much for calling. And, yeah, I hear you. But if you've got ideas or you have a plan, hey, roll it, brother.
Well, keep in
we're
mind.
All ears.
Keep in mind.
I was just
we're all ears.
Yeah, keep in mind, we had to start somewhere. We had to have a base from which to start, and it was a conservative base on those numbers and a conservative tax mm-hmm. rate, and everything on there was conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, the spending will not be like it is in California.
As stated with mandatory
right.
spending and discretionary spending. And the one last thing that I will add there, it's the Legislative Analysis Office. The Legislative Analysis Office. So, Seth, thank you very much. And I'll tell you, brother, yeah, if you got some ideas or you have some thoughts, love to hear them. Anyway, we have to move on here to Dick. Hey, Dick, what say you, sir? Dick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. How are you doing, Dick?
I'm good, thanks. You know, I was wondering about this recall. Say they were all recalled, all three of them. Are they out the door just right then at the election? And then how do we get new ones in? Do we have another election to get new ones in? And do we have any candidates picked out for these three positions?
Well, to get the new ones in, let's answer that one first. The recall and the election is happens at the same time on the same ballot. So what happens is you're going to be asked the question, do you want to recall either depending on your district, because you'll only receive the ballot for your district. So you live in Modi, so it'll say, do you want to recall Modi? And if you say yes, then you mark yes. If you say no, then you mark no and don't do anything else. But if you mark yes, then you go to the list of names that are below it, and you choose the next candidate to replace him. That's how it's going to work, all on the same ballot.
I see. Do we have candidates selected already to replace Modi?
There's a vetting process that's going through right now that people that are wanting and interested in doing it. And for all of their safety and concern right now, we're not the names aren't being released because there's no sense in muddying the waters. We're going through the process of getting this started. And once that happens and the recall is a go, then things like that will start happening. The names will be released and people will be able to start the process. But there's a timeline that you have to follow, and we have to still follow the state mandate and guidelines on all that stuff as far as elections. So we've not done this in Shasta County before, so this is going to be a first, and we want to make sure we do it right like the like everybody else is doing. You know, we're doing it right.
Thank you, Ren.
You're welcome, Dick.
Say hi to Fran.
Yes,
I will.
Sir.
I'll give her a big hug for you.
There you go. There you go.
You know, we get a lot of interesting questions about things. And, you know, here's the thing, too. If anybody ever has any ideas on how we improve our apportionment, how we regain our liberty, man.
We're all ears.
Yeah, you know.
We're all ears.
I mean, nothing's locked in concrete.
Nope.
But the real deal is that... California doesn't even know what their budget is at this point. Most states, a lot of states don't, and the United States doesn't. and I'm not saying that we won't, because we will. But the idea of saying, well, you know, first of all, you've got to see how business grows. Talking about that, you know, when somebody gets a piece of the action, just saying, let's say that one little group in the Chamber of Commerce, and that's a pretty interesting thing, that the Chamber of Commerce here voted unanimously to oppose the recall.
Mm-hmm.
That was just their board of directors.
That wasn't their membership.
No. Many of their rank and file want to see the recall go forward. I'm trying to still figure out how Jake Mangus can make a decision for all the businesses, like he did on Measure A.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, we're behind. Okay, well, if all those businesses were behind it, why did he get slaughtered, like, by 30 points?
Yeah.
You know, I just, for the life of me, I don't know what the story is. And, you know, I know that people are saying, well, you know, COVID's going to be out of the way. That's not the issue. The issue is the overreach of government. The issue is our liberty.
COVID presented this.
Right.
It exposed it. It got it out there in the open. It's being aired out here, folks. We're airing out our dirty laundry. Good grief. If you have a house full of people that have the flu, you wash everything and then you hang it outside to dry, right, like they did in the old days? Well, we're airing our dirty laundry right now, and this is part of the process. It may be uncomfortable, but it's absolutely necessary. So we need to do this no matter what comes out of the shaking of the sheets, if you will. We need to make sure that we get everything out there so we know exactly where we stand, we know exactly where we are, we know financially, morally, and ethically, and all these things that play into it. We have to know what's going on with our government here locally. And if we don't know that, then we are up the proverbial creek, not with just out of paddle, but we don't even have in a canoe. So we need to make sure we're moving forward on this.
Yeah, we need to be looking at following the money. Another question I have for the Chamber of Commerce and for you, Jake, and that is that, you know, you guys backed Steve Morgan. He also got creamed. So you're saying that none of the businesses in Shasta County wanted Patrick Jones as that supervisor. They wanted Steve Morgan. And you're saying that none of the businesses in Shasta County, City of Reading, all that, you're saying they don't want to have a recall. You said Measure A should pass, blah, 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 blah. That got creamed by 30 points. You said the businesses backed Measure A. I don't even know what to say. I'm lost for words. I don't want to say something like, who do you think you are? But who do you think you are? I mean, I'm really trying to figure out here what role and what's happened to our Chamber of Commerce. What's happened to it to where a person can make these decisions for all the businesses? Frankly, I know of many businesses, Jake, because of the actions that you've taken and your board has taken, are leaving the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. They're leaving. You know why they're leaving? Well, because of these kinds of decisions. What are you doing in that? What are you doing?
Well, and the Chamber of Commerce is an organization for the betterment of the businesses within the city of Reading. But it affects the entire county.
It affects everyone in the county.
It affects the entire county because, you know, you have some of these businesses that are only in Reading, and people come from all over the county to patronize these businesses in Reading. So, yeah, it affects the entire county. It's very frustrating that we have this happening here when we all know better. We were raised better. At least I know I was. I mean, you step out of line, you get put back in line real quick. Whether it's swift discussion or swift hand, it was done. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It happens. And this is the swift hand that is needing to happen here by the citizenry of Shasta County. And keep in mind, too, just because your board of supervisor may or may not be being recalled, your due diligence as a sovereign citizen of our county, it's your civic duty to participate because the other board members that are being recalled affect you. Just because the ones that are being recalled don't live in your district or you don't live in their district doesn't mean it doesn't affect you. It absolutely does. There are five of them who make decisions all the time, every Tuesday or every other Tuesday or whatever they happen to be there in a formal meeting or behind the scenes, depending on which ones you're talking about. They make decisions that affect you directly. So keep that in mind. It's not just about your own district that is not being touched. It is absolutely being touched and affected by the other board members. So keep that in mind.
That's a great point, you know, because, you know, you need three to get something done. I wonder, with this Forward Shasta thing, I wonder whose signatures were redacted on the 410.
Well, they shouldn't have been redacted because whoever redacted it at the Secretary of State's office did something they shouldn't have done. Because when we contacted them about our information wasn't redacted. So why is this particular group's information redacted?
Why were the signatures redacted?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It runs from Shasta County all the way to the Secretary of State's office. Wow. You don't think we're dwelling in the sewer? I'm not even going to say a swamp, because a swamp is a good thing. It provides life and good stuff. The sewer, not so much. That's the after effect. So we're dealing with the sewer here in Shasta County and all the way up to the Secretary of State's office.
So that's why we need to have a recall of those three people in Shasta County. That's why we had to go to the mat. I would submit to you that with all the things going on in this county, there is nothing like this in Northern California that reaches this level. And a lot of groups are already started just because of the trailer of the Red, White, and Blueprint and because of what's gone on here with Open Shasta. You know, what's happened across this nation is an understanding that we've lost our liberty. How do you get it back? County by county. People are understanding that. I cannot emphasize enough how you need to watch the Red, White, and Blueprint and share it and support what they're doing. If you're in Shasta County, you need to support Open Shasta. You need to support all those great young, most of them moms, that are standing up. You know, Melissa, Melody, you know, Regina, Lisa, Sarah, Ronin has been wonderful. A lot of hardworking people, Penny, I mean, all these ladies and the guys.
Well, keep in mind, too, that once the recall is signed off by the registrar's office, that we get to go out and start collecting signatures, we need boots on the ground. We absolutely need boots on the ground. So if you're interested in helping to collect signatures, come to one of our Thursday night meetings. Get informed on what needs to happen there. Show up when the time is. We do a will call for everybody going out there to do what they need to do. We'll be going out in teams, so you'll never be by yourself. And we'll have information for you to be able to share with the taxpayers that are out there, the signers of the recall sheets and so forth. We need to have your help, and we need to get it done. So please participate, get out there. And it's your civic duty. As an adult, it's your civic duty. It's your job to participate in your governance. We have to do that.
That meeting is at 6 o'clock on Thursday at 2570 South Bonneview Road. 2570 South Bonneview Road, the church there. And that meeting is on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Also, you need to be going to the Board of Supervisors meeting Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock. Tuesday morning, so important. It's so vital to be there.
Yep.
If you can't make it right on time, I know I've got a car appointment. I'm going to hope that I have somebody pick me up there so they can bring me to it.
No problem.
Cool. All right, because I know that my honey probably wants to get there right at 9.
Yep.
Okay, so even if you got there at 9:30, I'm sure there'd still be room for you to give your 3 minutes. And again, you know, I just want to remind people that when we talk about when you get up there, it's good to be polite and cordial and all that stuff, but why are you thanking them for allowing you to speak? That's actually quotes. Thank you for allowing me to speak. We pay for them. We pay them. They're employees. There's nothing disrespectful with good morning. I hope you're having a good morning. Then when you're done, I hope you have a good day. Or good day to you, sir and ma'am and people and, you know, just make sure you address them as supervisor. You know, that's what the committee said. Point being is that, you know, we have to start understanding where we are. It almost is like, and that's just because, and we say thank you and all that good stuff because we're respectful people. And I get that. But when you have a board of supervisors that actually at one point were telling you you weren't even allowed to speak, and they're still in their jobs and they're getting their pensions. And people like Modi, I mean, good grief. What does he rack down a month off the public rest?
Well, keep in mind, too, that Shasta County is at the tip of the spear. I've said this over and over and over again. It's the tip of the spear. We are doing what we need to be doing here in Shasta County collectively, all the people together. We're all working on this very hard. And once we are successful and people see what's going on, it will happen in other counties, which are already brewing,
yeah,
and some
already
other
brewing.
Some of our counties here in the North State, but also others in their counties throughout the country. Think of the number of counties. There's like 3,600 counties in the country or something like that. Just think about the effect that could have on those troubled states like New York. I mean, good grief. Georgia, they should do something there. I mean, you're just looking all over the place. What's going on? Oregon. Oh, for the love of Pete, Oregon. Good grief. Washington. The whole left coast needs to be redone. So guess what? By what we're doing here, being at the tip of the spear, showing people what to do and how to do it, and having dialogue with it, and the videos that go out, and the live feed of what's going on in our meetings and so forth, and then also the red, white, and blueprint videos. Those are phenomenal. That whole documentary series that they're doing is awesome, and people can watch it from anywhere and everywhere. And it's just, it's good information. It's great information to have out there. It gets people fired up and passionate about what's going on locally so they can get educated about what they need to do to fix it. They may know something's wrong. They don't know what it is yet, but they'll do their homework and they'll get it fixed, and that's what needs to happen.
And remember, 9 o'clock, Board of Supervisors meeting. What is that, 1450 Court Street?
1450 Court Street.
Oh, I remembered it.
Yeah, yep.
1450 Court Street, 9 o'clock. Tell them what you think. Let your voice be heard. You know, and that's the main thing. Understand that we are the employers.
Yes.
And we can be good employers and fair employers.
That's right.
And we can be employers that are respectful. But you don't grovel to your employees, especially when they're trying to hamstring you and take away your liberty. Liberty first, liberty always. I'm amazed at how the people have stood up in Shasta County and are standing up all over the North State, all over California, all over the nation.
Amen.
We need apportionment, representation.
And
time has come.
For 51.
We will get it done.
Amen.
Hey, CJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? It's not our bill. Had no say, you don't serve us, you serve LA.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.